The Baudelaires took a good look at Kevin as he lowered himself to the floor, and were unable to see anything the least bit freakish about him. But he stared at the Baudelaires as if he had seen a ghost. "My word," he said, "you two have it as bad as I do." "Try to be polite, Kevin," Hugo said. "This is Beverly and Elliot, and there on the floor is Chabo, the wolf baby."
"Wolf baby?"
Kevin repeated, shaking Violet and Klaus's shared right hand.
"Is she dangerous?"
"She doesn't like to be teased," Violet said.
"I don't like to be teased either," Kevin said and hung his head. "But wherever I go, I hear people whispering, 'There goes Kevin, the ambidextrous freak.'"
"Ambidextrous?" Klaus said. "Doesn't that mean you are both right-handed and left-handed?"
"So you've heard of me," Kevin said. "Is that why you travelled out here to the hinterlands? So you could stare at somebody who can write his name with either his left hand or his right?"
"No," Klaus said. "I just know the word ambidextrous from a book I read."
"I had a feeling you'd be smart," Hugo said. "After all, you have twice as many brains as most people."
"I only have one brain," Kevin said sadly. "One brain, two ambidextrous arms, and two ambidextrous legs."
"What a freak."
"Better than being a hunchback," Hugo said. "Your hands may be freaky, but you have absolutely normal shoulders."
"What good are normal shoulders," Kevin said, "when they're attached to hands that are equally good at using a knife and fork?"
"Oh, Kevin," the woman said, and climbed down from her hammock to give him a pat on the head. "I know it's depressing being so freakish, but try to look on the bright side. At least you're better off than me." She turned to the children and gave them a shy smile.
"My name is Colette," she said, "and if you are going to laugh at me, I'd prefer you do it now and get it over with."
The Baudelaires looked at Colette and then at one another.
"Enough,"
Sunny said, which meant something like, "I don't see anything freakish about you either. But even if I did, I wouldn't laugh at you because it wouldn't be polite."
"I bet that's some sort of wolf laugh," Colette said. "But I don't blame Chabot for laughing at a contortionist."
"Contortionist?" Violet asked.
"Yes," Colette sighed. "I can bend my body into all sorts of unusual positions. Look!"
The Baudelaires watched as Colette sighed again and launched into a contortionist routine. First she bent down so her head was between her legs and curled up into a tiny ball on the floor. Then she pushed one hand against the ground and lifted her entire body up on just a few fingers, braiding her legs together into a spiral. Finally, she flipped up in the air, balanced for a moment on her head, and twisted her arms and legs together like a mass of twine before looking up at the Baudelaires with a sad frown.
"You see," Colette said, "I'm a complete freak."
"Wow!"
Sunny shrieked.
"I thought that was amazing," Violet said, "and so did Chabo."
"That's very polite of you to say so," Colette said. "But I'm ashamed that I'm a contortionist."
"But if you're ashamed of it,"
Klaus said,
"why don't you just move your body normally, instead of doing contortions?"
"Because I'm in the House of Freaks, Elliot," Colette said. "Nobody would pay to see me move my body normally."
"It's an interesting dilemma," Hugo said,
using a fancy word for problem that the Baudelaires had learned from a law book in Justice Strauss's library.
"All three of us would rather be normal people than freaks. But tomorrow morning people will be waiting in the tent for Colette to twist her body into strange positions, for Beverly and Elliot to eat corn, for Chabo to growl and attack the crowd, for Kevin to write his name with both hands, and for me to try on one of those coats. Madame Lulu says we must always give people what they want, and they want freaks performing on a stage. Come now, it's very late at night. Kevin, Give me a helping hand putting up hammocks for the newcomers, and then let's all try to get some sleep.